Blog Talk Radio.
To Calvary for us. And good evening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And welcome to Miracle Internet Church. Amen. I am Pastor Sabrina Session, and Brother Bill is here, and Brother Marshall is here, and all of you are here, and the Lord is here. Amen. I believe we have a full house, don't you? And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And we also meet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. And please join us. Bring your friends, those that you think are your friends, your family members, your in-laws, your outlaws, those that you're not so sure about, your coworkers, your neighbors. Invite them all to join us, because every living person needs to hear from God. Amen? Everyone needs to hear from God. So don't worry about what they'll think about you. It's what they'll think about God that matters. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we invite you to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, click across the banner. It says MIC Radio Chat. That's it. Click that link and join in. Amen. If you'd like to sign in, and we invite you to, of course, we certainly would love for you to do so. You'll see that all the saints are greeting one another in the name of the Lord. Just go down the left side of the page under the word viewers, where there's a circular icon, looks like it has a stick in the top of it. Click that and sign in. We just ask that you do not use your email address or your phone number as your username. Amen? And say hello to the saints. You know, if you were walking into a brick-and-mortar church, you would say hello to everybody as they were speaking to you. So by all means, speak to your brothers and sisters in Christ. And if you haven't received the Lord Jesus Christ yet, you'll have an opportunity, too, before our broadcast is over tonight. And our guest call-in number, by the way, for later on in the broadcast, is area code 319-527-6235, and press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235, and press 1. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 33. Psalm 33. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Job. Job chapter 5, verse 13. And our featured ebook is Blocking the Holy Spirit Bible Study. Amen? Amen. So Brother Bill was kind, and he reposted them right there in the chat room for you. You know, before every broadcast, that information is posted along with our regular announcements. And if for some reason you need to read them, and we encourage you to, just scroll up until you find them and read them. They start with Pastor Sabrina, and then you read from there. And for those of you who are on an Android cell phone or iPhone, we encourage you to call in or to pull up the webpage on your cell phone, miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up across the banner, you'll see three white lines on a black background. That is your link. Click it, and it opens all the other links up to you. Amen? And we encourage our first-time listeners to completely investigate our website. Under archive sermons, we have well over 10 years of broadcast. That's right, over 10 years, and we minister at least twice a week. Now we're doing it three times a week. So we have many sermons there for you, and we encourage you to avail yourself to them. Amen? There's a lot of information there that's already been preached, and we don't know if we'll ever get to re-preach any of that. Some of it, yes. Parts of it, no. So we encourage you to go through the archive sermons, and there are other sermons all over the website. So there's a vast amount of information here for you to receive. We also have books and e-books. We have over 150 e-books on our website, and we encourage you to read the ones that pop up from Dr. Pat Holliday. Those are the ones from Dr. Pat Holliday. Amen? And those of you who are yet to, who have been with us for a little while, but you never became a member of Miracle Internet Church, there's a link there that says, Become a Member of Miracle Internet Church. Click that link and just follow the prompts. Amen? It's quite simple. Amen? We also have the King James Audio Bible on our website for you, for those of you who need to listen. And after you receive deliverance, you need to listen. You need to listen 24/7, if possible. You see, your spirit man receives spiritual things. And those words, as Jesus said, are spirit and life. So you need to have a flow of the scriptures in your spirit continually. Amen? Praise God. So, and we encourage you to keep your deliverance when you get it. You can pray in tongues, pray in your spirit as much as you can, read the word and turn your little electronic toys off. You don't let anyone lay hands on you to pray. And when strange touches come, you bind the magic touch. We've taught you that. We've given you worship songs, that you worship the Lord with blood songs. You obey the word, and you read those featured e-books that I keep giving you. Amen? You don't walk in self anymore. You walk in the spirit. You spend time with the Lord every day, same time, same place. And don't do any deliverance on others or lay hands on them. Amen? Because then you get seven times worse the devils you had before. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So, I'm glad that everyone is anticipating tonight's message. I am, because I know that the Lord will speak to all of us. He always does. He always has a fresh word for us, and we always need it. Amen. So let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you in humility and meekness tonight, thanking you for your love, the outpouring of your love in our hearts, Lord. We ask, Father, that you help us to continue to walk in your love toward other people, toward ourselves, toward every situation that appears in our lives. Lord, sometimes it gets to be a bit challenging down here, and you knew that it would be. And so you've given us answers from your word to help us to grow and to help us to live a productive and effective Christian life that brings you glory and honor. We thank you for the example that we had of the Lord Jesus Christ and others in Scripture. We thank you for their perseverance and for their faith and for their courage and steadfastness in you. We ask you, Lord, to embolden us that we might go forward in courage and faith and do the things that you tell us to do. When you speak to us, Holy Spirit, we thank you for speaking to our hearts, to our spirit, to our inner man, that we might clearly understand what is the will of God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, and we give you praise, Lord. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you also for the blood of Jesus that washed away our sins, that made atonement for our lives. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gift. We thank you, Lord, for all the gifts that you've given and all the things that you have done for us, all your generosity and goodness and blessings. We thank you, Father, that you have not forgotten your children. Rather, you embrace us continually, and you guide us by your word and your spirit through this life. We thank you, Lord, for the armor of God that we wear continually. We thank you for the helmet of salvation, and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We raise the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, Father. We thank you that our loins are covered with the Spirit of truth, Lord. The Spirit of truth, Lord. Learning to desire the truth, developing a love for the truth, and being willing to receive and accept the truth when you present it, Lord. We thank you. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that has risen against us in judgment, we condemn. It's part of our heritage, Father, in the name of Jesus. It's part of our inheritance as the children of God. We thank you that you supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We thank you, Lord, for the wall of fire surrounding us with your very glory in the midst. We thank you for the fellowship of the saints. Thank you for the warring, linking angels around us and your praising angels over us, Father. We thank you and we give you praise. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, every single witchcraft attack. We bind you at your very root in Jesus' name. We return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporting demons, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, water, marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger, and hypnotic and trance devils, and all of their attacks in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them all. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent, and overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic art, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu practices, Indian practices, and African voodoo practices in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse demons. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic spirit guides, and defilement by wizards in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride, Leviathan, in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you all in Jesus. We bind Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Python, Basilic, Molech, in Jesus' name. And we chain you with eternal chains unto darkness. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and their fear, harassment, witchcraft, back on their own heads as well as their mind control, in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. We ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for all kings and presidents and prime ministers and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. And from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we cut ourselves free from every ungodly silver cord, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, garlands, leagues, vows, pacts, and every of agreement with the demonic realm. We bind the work of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, shaman, and sorcerer. We break the powers of curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, voodoo, magic, sorcery, mind control, jinxes, potions, bewitchment, sickness, pain, and torment, psychic warfare, psychic prayers, incense, and candle burnings, incantations, hoodoo crystals, root works, and every form of witchcraft that has ever existed in Jesus' name. We bind tribal rituals and sins. We bind spirits of iniquity. We bind familiar spirits coming down the family line in the name of Jesus. We take authority over all the demons that operate in the night, producing bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, or wizards, witches, or warlocks trying to get into our dreams. We bind everything they attempted to feed us in a dream. We return it to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ, along with the judgment of the Lord. We ask the righteous judge to judge those spirits, and we thank you for that judgment being released. We ask you, Father, for giant warrior angels to protect us, our property, and all that pertains to us as we sleep. We lift up our pets to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you release your healing virtue even to our pets in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, and we bind every demonic attack upon them in the name of Jesus. We return it to the sender in Jesus' name. We thank you for the wall of fire all around us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift up our travel to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for Psalm 91. We bind accidents, tragedies, incidents, calamities, collisions, and animals crossing our paths on the road, other vehicles not obeying the traffic laws in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all of these works of the enemy in Jesus' name. We bind hindrances. We bind traffic accidents that would hinder us getting where we need to, inclement weather that would make it more difficult in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind breakdowns in the name of Jesus. We bind faulty mechanisms in our cars, in our trucks, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father, for clearance wherever we go in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that your angels go forth before us and prepare the way, Father. We ask you, Lord, to enable us to have the fluids that we need in our vehicle, all the gas we need, all the antifreeze we need, all the oil or whatever fluid we might need to put in the car, Lord. We thank you for seeing to it that we have it all, even window washing fluid, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that our cars are maintained well. And that the equipment is working properly, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for covering the wires and the hoses in our cars in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for all the internal workings of the car, even our windshield wipers working properly in Jesus' name, all our gears and all of our steering mechanisms and our tires and the axles, everything pertaining to our vehicles, Father. We cover it in the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your protection, your provision for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for when you reroute us that we might avoid problems on the road in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, Father, that where there's a demonic entity placed on the road ahead of us, or where demons or witches or warlocks are crossing our path, Lord, that they will be bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them now, and that your angels will see to it they are moved out of the way, and that no harm comes to us in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that we are the blessed of the Lord, and we give you praise. We disconnect ourselves, Father, from all the spirits that we're in all the places that we went today in Jesus' name. We disconnect ourselves from them in the name of Jesus, and we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. All those little flies that like to come out of the computers, we bind the technology devils in Jesus' name. And we close those portals on our electronic devices in Jesus' name, and we forbid any spirit to come through them. We forbid any spirit to attack our computers in the name of Jesus Christ. to attack our electronics or anything that pertains to us in Jesus' name. Whatever you attempt to do to attack us, it's returned to the sender according to the covenant. In the name of Jesus Christ, we raise the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We bind cyber attack in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack that's sent to us via the internet, we bind cyber attacks. We bind attacks from the satellites. We bind attacks from even from cellular towers in Jesus' name. We bind attacks through the electronics and through any form of technology in the name of Jesus Christ. We return those attacks to the sender in the name of Jesus. We bind electromagnetic attacks in the name of Jesus, returning them to the sender in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you, Father, for the word of God tonight that's able to make us free. Amen. We rejoice in you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Well, that was interesting. So, Lord, not only our vehicles, but the vehicles of our family members, we ask you to cover in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, to help us to keep our focus on the road and not on our cell phone and not in texting while we drive. Driving requires full attention because things do change suddenly. So, Father, we thank you that our eyes won't be wandering someplace that they should not be, but they will be fixed on the road so that we will see all the things you're trying to show us in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Well, tonight, the Lord says for us to realize something, that it's better to forgive. Now, most of us already know this, but you know, the Lord said that this is what he wanted to talk about tonight. All right. So he has a reason for this. And so we need to prepare our hearts to hear him. Amen? We need to. So we have. Well. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Beginning with verse 30. We'll begin there. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Don't annoy him. Don't cause him to just about cringe over us because of our behaviors and our thoughts and our attitudes and what we're doing that is not pleasing to the Father. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Did you realize that the Holy Spirit seals you? He seals you off from the rest of the world unto the day that of our redemption, the day when all of us go home? Well, he does. And he tells you here how it is we grieve the Holy Spirit. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, you know, all that loud hollering and screaming and shouting and crying and yelling, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. So you see, we have a nice list of things that we need to eliminate from our lives. Why? Because when we handle them improperly, we grieve the Holy Spirit, and we need him to talk to us all the time, and we need to listen to him all the time, because life is moving on, and we have to go on too, you see? So he says, all bitterness, all wrath, all anger, all clamor, you know, where you go out, shout somebody, all evil speaking, put it away. That means you can't keep it, with all malice. And instead, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, not hard-hearted, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So God the Father, because Jesus Christ died on the cross and gave his life blood for our sins, he forgave us. So because that's been done for us, we should be kind and forgive others. Why? Because it pleases the Father. It's better to forgive. Amen? It's better to forgive. Much better, preferred. It may not feel so great at the moment, but it's better to forgive. Ephesians chapter 4. And I'm going to turn there, so I'll be right along with you. Ephesians chapter 4. Here we are. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Here, the Lord is pleading with us to live our lives in such a manner that our lifestyle is fitting, suitable, and appropriate to one who has been called into the body of Christ. For a person to be so closely associated with the Lord God Almighty himself, our lifestyles must reflect this calling. The manner in which we live must testify that we are indeed baptized into this community of holy believers. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning with verse 11, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning with verse 11, as ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doth his children, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you into his kingdom and glory, that you would walk worthy of him, that you would walk in a fitting manner, because you now belong to God. You are his. You are his handiwork, recreated in Christ Jesus to good works. And we're supposed to walk in them. We're supposed to live in them. That's right. Let me see. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Well, that means that he's called us to live a specific kind of life, not the life we used to live when we were in the world, and not as worldly people live now, not as the unsaved live. We have a different life and a different lifestyle. I know many of you have seen people who profess to be Christians, but they don't live a Christian lifestyle. They don't live in holiness. Well, the Bible says a few things about that. You see, we are to do diligence and endeavor to walk in such a manner. We are to labor to this end. Therefore, our thoughts, our heart attitude, and behaviors must represent our God to others and to ourselves. We must embrace holy living and be the participants of this God kind of life. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, it reads, "It is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy." To be holy, yes. God is holy. Amen. He's holy. He's not vile. There's no impurity in him. So we are his people. That's right. We are his people. And we have to reflect him. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, it reads, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." So we can't live loose lives. We can't live carnal lives either, always focused on the world and worldly concerns and worldly affairs. We focus on those things long enough to do the intercession and warfare that the Lord calls us to do, and to do those things that the Lord would desire for us to do. But that's not our primary focus. Our primary focus is the Lord himself and his word and his kingdom and his people. Amen? "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," the Bible says. So we must remember this in our daily living. And I know that we all try to do this, but, you know, everybody slips up every now and then. We're still human. We are called to forsake arrogance and the pride of self-importance with haughtiness. In its place, we are to embrace true humility as considering others more deserving than ourselves. That's right. Considering others as more deserving than ourselves. My goodness, that's right. That's what we're supposed to be doing. In Luke chapter 6, beginning with verse 31, Luke chapter 6, beginning with verse 31, "And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same." So you see, we're supposed to be set apart. It's supposed to be plain to see that we're different. Why? Because we do good to those who hate us and persecute us and do all manner of evil and wickedness against us. Amen? That's how we behave. We are to be meek, walking in patience, and rejecting provocation. Yes, that's what the Bible says. We're supposed to reject provocation. Mommy, what is a provocation? It means when somebody irritates you, annoys you, bothers you, hassles you, bullies you, trying to get you to act like something other than a Christian. We are to reject those things that provoke us to anger, to wrath, and hatred. We're to say, no, I'm holy unto the Lord. I belong to the Lord. I won't receive that. I won't think that. Why? Because we're going to obey 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. We're going to cast that imagination down. We're going to bind that thought in the name of Jesus. It does not please the Lord. And so we're not going to hold on to that nor entertain it. Amen. We are to be meek, walking in patience, and rejecting provocations that lead to anger. You know, in our families, everybody knows how to get on our nerves. They've practiced it over the years, and they're good at it. And so that's probably the place where it's most difficult to do this. Nonetheless, the Lord calls us to. I remember so many times Pastor Pat would teach us that when Dad and the kids got on her nerves, she would go into the bathroom, close the door, turn on the fan, and bind the devil, do warfare, pray in her prayer language, and come back out and act normal. Because that's what they do, you know. The devil will use those closest to you to get on your last nerve. That's just the way it works. So, he will use situations. He will use occurrences. But you're to remain in peace, love, and joy, because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Many times, saints, we must put up with things that we don't really like. I know it happens to everyone. We have to tolerate, put up with things we just really do not like. However, God will give us grace if we keep our attitude the way he would like to see it. Don't get mad when they do bad. Maybe that'll help. Don't get mad when they do bad. Hold on to your temper. Amen? Don't let it fly off. Don't take the devil's bait. That's what that is. That's devil bait. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. That's one of his effective tools, just needling us about little things over and over. Somebody just can't let it go. We made a mistake, and here they are bringing it up again and again and again and again. Sometimes you just have to close your thoughts off to those things. You come home, you're tired, you're worn out, and the minute you walk in the door, somebody's demanding that you do something for them. It's like that. Life is full of all of those kinds of things. But we have to walk in the love of God. Amen? We have to walk in the love of God. We have to walk in God's love regardless. We can't let the devil get away with it. And since you know it's the devil just using them, pray for them, forgive them, but bind the devil. Amen? We must be more tolerant and to make allowances for the faults of others, even if they're not kind enough to treat us that way. Amen? Even when they're not thoughtful enough to treat us that way. We should try to get along with others through the power of the Holy Spirit. Not in our flesh, but through the power of the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 15 and verse 5, John chapter 15, verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, Jesus is saying, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. That's right. Without the Lord, it's nothing we can accomplish. And James chapter 4, verse 6, James chapter 4, verse 6, but he giveth more grace. I remember this time I was at a counter, and the lady was in the computer trying to find my account. And I know I was standing there a good 15 minutes, and she still couldn't find it. And I was beginning to get a little annoyed. And so I decided that instead of being annoyed, I would ask the Father for more grace, because he says right here, but he giveth more grace. And so I did. And there was a sister outside in the car waiting for me. And I didn't know that the Lord prompted her to pray for me, but he did. And so when I asked the Lord for more grace, I could just feel the presence of the Lord come over me to keep me calm and to keep me patient and kind. Because the Bible says God resists the proud. You think you got it together? You don't have to humble yourself and ask for more grace because you can get through this. Well, sometimes not. But he giveth grace to the humble. So I humbled myself and I asked my Father for more grace. Sometimes in the checkout line, we need to ask for more grace. Sometimes in traffic, we need to ask for more grace. Amen? We do. We're still human. You see, in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 17, Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 17, it reads as follows. I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. We are called to live differently from the world and the rest of society. We are to be alert, not blinded to the truth, rebellious, lost, and confused. That's not our walk. We are now opened to God himself. So we are not to have closed hearts that are overflowing with the darkness that's in the world. That's not what we're called to. The world cannot connect with our God because they have closed their minds and hearts to him, because they can't understand him and his ways. That's right. They choose to ignore him. They go look for something else, something that makes them feel good. They do everything but humble themselves and seek his face and obey him and ask him to come save their soul. In Acts chapter 28 and verse 27, Acts chapter 28, and verse 27, the word says, for the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Now, if they would like, they could listen to the gospel versus some of the things they do listen to, but they would rather not. So we have to pray for them, saints. We have to pray for them and ask the Lord to have mercy upon them. But, saints, we are different. We have received God's spirit of adoption. In Romans 8:15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You see, people are in the world, they're in bondage to fear. They're afraid of everything, most of them. But that's not the spirit we have. We're not in bondage to fear. We can bind fear. We can be delivered from fear. We can walk free from fear so that we can walk in faith. And God has given us so many messages on the fear that that's the thing he wants us to get rid of. It keeps us from obeying him. It keeps us from hearing him. It keeps us from trusting him. We're tormented with fear if we allow fear in. But he said he didn't give us that spirit. So why do some of us have it? No, you cannot blame it on what happened when you were growing up as a child. Not anymore. God has broken that bondage in your life. And you can't claim that as an excuse anymore. All of your family, everybody you know is in fear. You've had fear your whole life. Well, Jesus is your deliverer. What's taking you so long? Anytime you want to be free from fear, you can be. You have been born again. But the Father says you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. He's literally adopted us. We are his. We don't belong to the world anymore. So we're not under the same rules they have. We don't have bondage to fear. So there shouldn't be any fear in us. We shouldn't be tormented by fear. We shouldn't be holding on to insecurities. That's a form of fear, you know. We should let that go. And we can in Jesus' name. We are in the family of God now. So we choose to imitate and reflect our Heavenly Father. We choose to flesh out his love while here on earth and to allow his love to train us to become more like him in lifestyle. That's right. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, and be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. In other words, when anger does come, don't sin with it. Manage it better than that. Doesn't mean you won't ever get angry. Yes, you'll get angry. It happens. But manage it better than that. Don't hold on to it and just fume and stew on and on and on. And if that was a weakness that we had in the world, why, God will give us grace to overcome. You know, sometimes, saints, when we get angry, we just keep rehearsing what happened over and over in our minds, and we get more upset and more troubled and more restless, on and on, till we become fixated with whatever happened or did not happen. And it becomes a blockage and a hindrance to our faith. Yes, it does happen. We are called not to sin in anger. Certainly, we will be provoked by the enemy, but we must not give in to the temptation. We must have a just cause to be angry. That is called righteous indignation. But even so, we must forgive and be prompt to do it. That's right. We have to be prompt to do it, lest the enemy get the advantage over us. He's just waiting for us to go on with what we were doing and forget about the fact that we haven't forgiven, because then he has an open door to attack. That's right. Sometimes we get so busy doing whatever we're doing that we forget to forgive. When we fail to do this, we open ourselves to the enemy and his attack. Our attitudes and thoughts are to be always changing so as to please the Father. That's right. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, say, I'm in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Your old habits, your old way of behaving, your old way of looking at it, your old way of reacting to it is passed away. Don't keep trying to hold on to it or pull it back. It's away. Father says it's gone, let it go. He says it's gone, let it go. And that's what we need to do. We need to have new methods of dealing with being upset. When things happen, we can't do what we used to do. We used to say words that are just not profitable, that you end up having to repeat for. We can do better now. We're stronger. We've grown some. We've got some word in us. It's time to step to the next level. Now, saints, I want to remind you that since I'm preaching this tonight, you know the test is coming. This is the review. Amen? You know the test is coming. This is just the review. You know when he comes with this that he's telling you the enemy's coming your way, and he's got a plan. So you need to be ready. Amen? Amen. That's right. As new creatures in Christ, we are not allowed to nurse or hold a grudge. I know they were horrible, and they were, but we still are not allowed to nurse or hold a grudge. No, not at all. That's not allowed in this kingdom. It's sin. Grudges are the beginnings to roots of bitterness. Grudges are the beginning to roots of bitterness. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 10, 1 John chapter 2, verse 10, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. There it is. We're not supposed to be stumbling around in the dark. Why? Because Jesus is the light of life to us. But we have to love people in spite of themselves. That's right. In 1 John chapter 3, John chapter 3 and verse 10, he that loveth his brother abideth, I just read that one. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Here it is. This is how you can tell the difference. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, and he that loveth not his brother. So if you don't love your brother, the Lord is saying you're not of God. Yes, they will upset you. People do some nasty, dastardly, horrible, hideous, vile, and wicked things to people. The devil lives in them because they like him. They'd rather have him. And so they're motivated by him. They do the worst things to people. They do the worst. In fact, I'm thinking of a sister in Christ right now. And she had a son. He was a grown man, and he had some rental property. And it was time for the people to pay rent. So he went to his property to collect the rent from his tenants. And he got to one particular place, and when he knocked on the door, the man opened the door and took a gun and shot him and killed him. Now, that was absolutely horrible, and there was no reason for that. There was no reason for that at all. That was as hateful and wrong as you can be. And so here this sister is. Her son, she raised her son. He was a grown man. He'd been to college, this, that, and the other. He was an upstanding citizen. He was providing housing for people who needed it. And he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was collecting the rent that was due him. Now she's lost her son. Now that's the end of him bringing forth or fathering any more grandchildren. Now her family has lost a vital member. You know, that's not the only occasion that I know of someone killing someone's loved one. That's hard to get over. It's hard. But saints, when people do horrible, heinous, despicable, wrong, evil, and wicked things, we have to forgive them. You see, if we don't, it binds us. They are bound, and we are bound. When we forgive, then God can deal with them. You know, there have been a lot of murders in the world, and we continue to hear about them in the news all the time. And there's always a grieving family left behind, and they have to pick up the pieces, because what has happened to them is quite unfair and unrighteous and ungodly. But they have to find a way through it, and they, like us, have to forgive people that, one, they don't know, and that, two, have extended hatred toward them. It's hard. Things in life are hard. But God will give us grace to obey him. Amen? He will give us grace to obey him. Amen? He will give us grace to obey him, and we want to thank him for that. You see, roots of bitterness defile us and others and cause us to become unfruitful in Christ. That's right. If we hold on to that grudge, if we don't deal with it properly, we begin to grow roots of bitterness. Roots of bitterness. You see, these things contaminate us and they defile us. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, seeing ye have purified your soul in obeying the truth. That's right. When you obey the truth, you purify your own soul through the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, unto unfeigned, unpretentious, without hypocrisy, love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. That's right. Fervently. That's right. This is what we're called to, and the Lord will help us to do it. Roots of bitterness block the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. He is grieved because of our betrayal to Christ. When we allow for bitterness in our hearts, we reject the love of God. Bitterness is strong feelings of hatred, resentment, believing that people are motivated in all of their actions only by selfishness, denying the sincerity of people's motives and actions, holding contempt for others, and not willing to engage in fairness due to bitter root judgment. That's right. We must not harbor a desire to do harm to others. We must not allow our emotions to rule our lives. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, then I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh wants to rear up. The flesh wants to condemn. The flesh wants to judge. The flesh has a lot to say about the issue. The flesh is hostile, can sometimes be vengeful without remorse. But you see, that's not what God wants in his people. That's not what our Heavenly Father calls us to. We are to be ruled by our Lord Jesus, our Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 18, beginning with verse 23, it reads, Matthew chapter 18, beginning with verse 23, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servant. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. That's a lot of money. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, he didn't have any money to pay the debt back, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So they were going to be sold into slavery so that the monies thereof would go to the one that was owed. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. You see, he loosed him and he forgave him. When we forgive people, we loose them. And believe it or not, it works for you too. Amen? But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on it and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. The same thing he asked his Lord to do for him. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, wickedness. Failure to forgive is wickedness. Remember, we're turning from all of our wicked ways. I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors. So when we fail to forgive, tormented. When we fail to obey in this way, torment is released to us. Why? Because we're not walking in love. And delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespass. Well, you know, I called her on the phone the other day, and I was explaining it to her, and she just cut me off and said, blah, 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 and that was it. I didn't even get to finish explaining. My. Amen. Praise the Lord. We all have opportunities to forgive. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. And he means it. I know there are 10 commandments, but I have news. There are far more. Thou shalt not avenge. No, you shall not get even. Nor bear any grudge, not any grudge at all. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. He just put his foot down right there, seems to me. He's very serious. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9. He that covereth a transgression or dismisses a transgression seeketh love. But he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. You know, in our relationships with others, if we keep bringing up old painful memories of things that have happened, faults of others, places where things didn't go right, and we just keep bringing it up and keep bringing it up, and wherever it's convenient, in the middle of an argument, we bring it up again, and we never let it die. We never, as the saying goes, bury the hatchet. You're going to cause a breach between true friends. Whatever the relationship, that's going to bring for a breach. It's going to tear at the fabric of the relationship. Some of us have done such damage that we need the Lord to come in and do some serious repair work in our relationships. You know, you can't just keep harping on it, harping on it, harping on it, harping on it. You wouldn't like for anyone to treat you that way. Say what you have to say calmly, forgive, and let it go. Care on the Lord because he cares for you, and he loves the other persons involved as well. Amen. Sometimes we continue to walk in habits that we have learned sometimes from our families a long time ago, but they're in direct violation of Scripture, and we need to change. Amen? Amen. The love of God, which is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, can overcome bitterness if we allow. The love of God poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit can overcome bitterness. That's right. He can take you right from bitterness back into the love of God. And it would probably be best if you fasted. It would make it easier on you. Amen? Yes, it would. And Matthew, you see, if we're going to Matthew, by the way, I just gave you a heads up. If we keep opening up old offenses and hurts, we hurt ourselves and our relationships in the end. We can do better, saint. Yes, we can. Okay, Matthew 6. Yes, it's Matthew 6. Let me go there. Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to, let me go with that one. Okay, I lost my spot. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. That's where I'm going. Verse 14. Ah, here we are. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's what it says. It says, if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. There are people who cannot get healed because they will not forgive. They are held in bondage, cannot get healed. They cannot get delivered. They cannot get a promotion on their jobs. They can't get money that is due them. All kinds of blessings are blocked because they won't obey the Lord. Amen. Husbands, Colossians 3, verse 19. Colossians chapter 3, verse 19. Husbands, 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 love your wife. Love your wife and be not bitter against them. Don't have a bad attitude. Don't hold on to, and she wouldn't do that for me. I went out and did what she asked me to do, but when I asked her to do it, she wouldn't do it. No, that's not the love of God. It's just not. And as head of household, you're the servant of everyone anyway. That's part of what the Lord calls you to. Amen? I wanted her to, and she just wouldn't. Well, you're not to be bitter against them. The Lord can't bless you. And you find out that your prayers are hindered. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. Looking diligently. That's right. We're paying attention here. Lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. That's right. It will trouble you, and thereby many be defiled or contaminated. Roots of bitterness springing up in your life trouble you. And you shouldn't be causing yourself trouble. When we allow ourselves to become bitter against others or against some situation, we erect walls that isolate us from the help and support that we need. In James chapter 3, verse 14, but if ye have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not, don't go to boasting about it, and I can't stand so and so and so. Nope. That's the wrong thing to do. And lie not against the truth. The truth, you're in sin. You're backslidden. That's what the truth is. And you need to repent. But you're too prideful to do it. You're too stubborn and hard-hearted to do it. Let's tell the truth. It helps. You see? Be truthful. Be truthful, saints. Be truthful to yourself and to God. Bitterness can come from being faced with situations that are hard and difficult to accept. And if this hasn't happened in your life yet, keep living. You see, there are situations that occur that are very difficult to face. They're hard to swallow. They overwhelm you. They shake you to your core. We should keep in mind when those things happen, Romans 8:28. We should keep in mind Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. We need to keep that in mind. No, this was not a pleasant thing. I don't see how God could work this together for my good. I just don't see it. Amen? For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? God will make it work together for good for you. Even if you can't see it, figure it out, God is well able, and he promises you that that's what he will do. Mark chapter 11, verse 25. Mark chapter 11, verse 25. And when ye stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Forgive. When you go to pray, just forgive. From your heart, the way the Bible says to. If you have anything against anyone for any reason, under any circumstances. In fact, forgive yourself. Because the truth be told, you get on your own nerves as well. That your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. You see, you have to be merciful. If you expect to receive mercy, you even have to learn to be merciful to yourself. He tells us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. You've got to love you too. You're one of God's children. You can't mistreat you. You can't put you down. You can't feed you any old kind of thing that makes you blow up and swell up and look like, wait a minute, what happened? I was wearing those clothes last week. No, you have to take care of the temple. This temple belongs to God. That's right. And if you never knew how before, you have to learn how. Amen? You have to learn how. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. 1 Peter. First Peter. We're going to First Peter. First Peter. Amen. I'll be there with you in just a moment. Ah, here I am. First Peter chapter 2. Amen. So, excuse me. The Lord is calling us to get rid of all our hatreds and our root bitternesses and our unforgiveness. Jesus suffered for us as an example so that we should follow in his steps. And the Bible says, who, when he was reviled or insulted, reviled not again. He didn't insult right back. When he suffered, He threatened not. That's right. When he suffered, he didn't haul off and threaten. Well, you just wait to see what happens to you. No, he didn't do that. Committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. That's what he did. In meekness and humility, in lowliness of mind, he committed himself to him that judges righteously. He didn't rear up and by the way, let me tell you one thing. No, he didn't do that. Amen?
He didn't.
Suffering is a part of what God has called you to do in that situation. It's better to suffer for doing good than for doing wrong, because Jesus suffered too. There's going to be suffering in all of our lives to some degree. And so when we are called on to suffer, we should do it in the spirit, not in the flesh. Amen. Just quietly trust yourself to your Heavenly Father and trust him to handle the matter for you, because he will do it. When you walk in obedience, you'll be amazed at what the Lord does on your behalf. In Colossians chapter 1, well, let me say this first. We are not to go on holding on to the angry, hostile, or bad feeling. We are to resign ourselves into the hands of our Heavenly Father, along with whatever happened or did not take place. We're to put it all in his hands. We're to put it all in his hands. We're to put ourselves and whatever occurred or did not occur into the hands of the Lord. And we're to trust him to handle it and to work it out. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. So you've been skipped over for a promotion over and over and over and over. Put it in the Lord's hand. Put it in the Lord's hand. You've been denied over and over and over. Put it in the Lord's hand. Philippians chapter 3, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. You see, those things that have happened in the past, sometimes it's time to forget them on purpose. No, holding on to them does not make a good substitution for the shield of faith. Let it go. Just let it go. Hand it over to the Holy Spirit and let go, so that you'll be able to reach forth for the things that are before you that your Heavenly Father is trying to bless you with. Amen? Let it go. Jesus already died for it on the cross. He already shed his blood. And that sacrifice should be sufficient for each of us. That's right. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, he says, forbearing one another. Yes, we have to put up with each other. And forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. as Jesus Christ has forgiven and continues to forgive us, we should do the same also. That's right. Yes, I know. But that's what we're called to do, saints. Saints, we are called to renew our minds by letting go of the old life and past hardship, sorrow, distress, and grievances. Hand it off to the Holy Spirit and let it go. Then you can be free and blessed. How can you tell if you're bitter? Well, listen to what comes out of your mouth. Murmuring, foul language, and complaining? In Romans 3:14, it says, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Cursing and bitterness, they go together. You know, there are people that have generational bitterness. They have bitterness from their ethnic group, bitterness from their family line, bitterness from their community, bitterness from a group they belong to. But you know, the Bible says we're to let go of all of it. We're not to have any of it. And you know, that's going to shock a lot of people that knew you before. Because you see, they're still in the gall of bitterness somehow. And now you say you got Jesus, and they don't understand why you're not still bitter like them. Well, because you decided to obey the Lord. You know, racial and gender hatreds are full of bitterness. Ethnic, you know, look at those people over there in the Middle East. All of those tribal wars, they're built on bitterness. Tons of bitterness here. It's everywhere. It's all out of the TV, out of the newspapers. It's everywhere. You have to work at walking away from it. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? Jesus is saying this. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if you've got a bunch of foul language, murmuring and complaining coming out of your mouth, it's quite possible that it's connected directly to a root of bitterness. In James chapter 3, beginning with verse 10, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs? Can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? You can have fresh water, or you can have that brackish brine, but you can't have both. So, saints, some issues you won't be able to resolve. You can't resolve them. The circumstances are such that you personally, by yourself, can't just resolve it. I encourage you to hand those issues to the Holy Spirit and to trust the Lord for the resolution that is needed and desired. Do your part, then hand that issue over to the Holy Spirit and trust the Lord for the resolution that is needed and desired. We should all remember the words of Joseph from Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20. Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. You see, at this point, Joseph had gotten over the horrible things that his brethren forced upon his life. He'd gotten over it, and he received promotion from the Lord. That's right. Good promotion. Very good promotion. You see, he had a different mindset. And we should have a different mindset, too. Saints, if you won't nurse it, if you won't keep feeding that thing, if you won't rehearse it, you know, over and over and over in your mind, if you won't curse it, then God will reverse it. Trust the Lord, saints. Love him with your trust in him and in his way. Amen? Amen. That's right. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Don't try to get even yourself. You know, you got some nice, nasty little ways. You know, you're being nice, but you're really being nasty. God knows the difference. The word is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's right. God knows when you're being nice, but you're being nasty. You can't pull that one on him. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool God any of the time. Amen? So if you don't hold on to it now and you go ahead and forgive like the Lord asked you to, you'll get your blessing now. I'm telling you. He didn't give us this sermon for nothing. You know the test is coming, okay? So now we did the review tonight, so you're ready for the test, right? You're ready for the test because you know it's coming. You know how God is. He gave us the word. The test will be here. And you need to be prepared to pass the test. No excuses. You got the scriptures. It's time for us to go back and review the scriptures and apply them to your life. So when the test comes, you'll pass the test the first time around. Or else you'll go around that mountain again. And again, till you get it right. Amen? Amen. Brother Bill, we would hear from you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. We have some wonderful praise reports tonight. Caroline, praise report. There was a wizard in her complex that messed with her electric company, told them that she was moving, so she had to pay a big bill. And you know what? She did both fast. Then she talked to the company, and they gave her a discount for a whole year now, and everything's working out great for her. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. See, she didn't get bitter and scornful against that man. She prayed, and Jesus reversed it. Isn't that awesome? Praise you, Lord. Perfect timing for that praise report. Thank you, Lord. And Jesus will avenge him. You don't have to. Deborah has a praise report. I want to give glory to the Lord Jesus, God, for the positive progress that my husband has been making. He's had a total of 5 appointments to treat his prostate cancer, and everything has been positive so far. There's been no adverse reactions to the vaccine he had to take because she was praying, and everything is going good. Scans are working out great, blood transfusions, everything's working for him. This was the man that was to even go back to the doctor or do anything, and Jesus has chose this path for him. Sometimes he chooses the doctors to heal us, and we just give you praise and glory, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dina says that she has a praise report. When she was using the restroom, Dina had come down here and got deliverance, and sometimes you keep going through deliverance for weeks afterwards. And when she had went to the bathroom, she saw a small piece of burnt paper that was in the toilet. I was not burning any documents, but I had been praying for contracts in my life and in my dreams to be destroyed and burned. And the Holy Ghost fire had done it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for that, because you showed her. You showed her that you've been destroying those contracts. You showed her that you have delivered her. You've shown her what you're doing in her life. And she has another praise report that on her way down here to Jacksonville, she had, they were delayed. A 7-hour trip took 9 hours, but as soon as they got to Jacksonville, the traffic dispersed and there was calmness, and they hadn't felt that from the whole time they were on the road. And we just give you praise for that, Lord, too. We thank you, Lord. You helped them make it here. And they had safe travels. It was just awesome. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And Lena has a testimony. Last night, the Lord showed me all the scriptures about controlling your tongue and the power of it from the book of Psalms and Ephesians and Titus. And this morning, like a regular, I was listening to Pastor Sabrina's sermon. Is playing to keep the tongue, exactly what the Lord was showing me, very detailed and connected all. Wow, thank you, Holy Spirit. You're an awesome teacher. You're teaching me. I'm so glad, and I'm always amazed at what you show me. Well, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you're doing. We thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing in our lives, and we just give you praise and glory. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Now, saints, you can't hold on to any bitterness or unforgiveness. When I forgave my dad that used to beat us bloody, the Lord healed my carpal tunnel and the arthritis. My hands were clawing up. I had so much pain and inflammation in there. You have to forgive if you want Jesus to heal you. And you know what? It was Pastor Pat that brought it to my attention. She said, you got so much inflammation in your hands. And she said it was because of your dad. You got to forgive him. And I did. I thought I had. But the Lord was taking that layer of junk off of me. This stuff comes off in layers. And I give you praise and glory for that. Praise you. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. What a wonderful message. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Lord, for these testimonies.
Amen.
Praise you.
Now, saints, there are some people that they find it easier to forgive than other people. Nonetheless, all of us are expected to accomplish it. There are some things that you'll find easier to forgive than others, but you still have to forgive. So when you get to a hard place and it's hard to forgive, remember that Jesus Christ has already died for it. He's already paid the price for whatever happened or did not happen. He's already paid the ultimate price for it. He's already done it. He took it and released that thing. Hand it off to the Holy Spirit. Ask the Lord to give you, ask the Father to give you more grace to help you. Because see, some things, you begin the process of forgiveness. Some things, it's not just a quickie forgive. It's a process. of forgiving, especially those deep, deep hurts that have happened over time. It's a process of forgiving, and you walk with the Lord through the process. You get to a place where, okay, you've done that, all right. Then the Lord will take you to the next spot. All right, now let's forgive about this. It's like that. There's some things that forgiveness is, it's not instantaneous. You don't just press the button and poof, there it is. But saints, you need your healing. You need your healing in your spirit. You need your healing in your mind, will, imagination, and emotions. You need the healing in your flesh. And so you must forgive. You must go through the process of forgiveness with the Lord. You must allow him to touch those places in you that still hurt. You see, he loves you. He doesn't want you walking around with this dagger in your heart. He wants to remove the dagger and the poison, clean out the wound, and stitch you up and heal you. But you actually have to allow the Lord to do that. You have to allow him to do that. You have to trust him to do that in you. You have to go before him and lay before the Lord and be honest and sincere and open, holding back nothing. And just tell it like it really is. Lord, I've been holding on to this, and I'm sorry, I'm wrong for that. I shouldn't have done it that way. And I realize I was wrong. And I'm coming to you now. And I'm choosing to obey you and to forgive whatever it is or whomever it is. And I'm asking you to forgive me and to help me to forgive the way you would have me to forgive. You know, we all have weaknesses. And sometimes things and situations seem to blindside us. They catch us off guard. And we weren't at that moment emotionally prepared for what hit us. It hit us with a devastating blow. But you call out to the Lord. The righteous run into the name of the Lord because it's a strong tower, and they're safe. But saints, when you need a miracle, you have to forgive. I know the things people have done are despicable. I mean, some things are just downright abomination. Let's just call it that. But you got to forgive. It may take every ounce of strength and faith that you have, but it must needs be done. You need a miracle from the Lord. You need the Lord to move mightily in your life. Well, you've got to forgive from your heart. It's okay if you have to cry. It's okay. Okay, it's a painful thing. You can feel it happening in your heart. But saints, we must obey the Lord. Because when we obey him, he comes to our rescue. He comes to our rescue. He won't just leave you there being hurt and wounded and upset. He comes to your rescue. But you got to try. Even if it's hurting to get the word forgive out, ask him for grace to help you say the words. Because once you get it out your mouth, here he comes. And he won't disappoint you. The Lord won't disappoint you. He has mercy and compassion on you. He knows you're struggling with it. Amen? And he loves you. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be healed and delivered. So, let's humble ourselves and yield to the Lord and receive his blessing. Amen? Amen. And let's practice this on a daily basis. You know, some of us, it's not so easy for us to do this. Other things that other people find difficult, we find easy. But this may not be the thing you find so easy. So if you're one of those persons, then every day when you wake up in the morning, Heavenly Father, I forgive all the people that I need to forgive, whether I know about it yet or not. I forgive them in the name of Jesus Christ, because you have, for Jesus' sake, forgiven me. And every night before you go to bed, the same thing. Some of us are strong in this area. Some of us are not as strong. There have been times when I went through about 5 or 6 things and didn't even think about, you know, I wasn't angry, but I forgot to forgive. I wasn't angry. I wasn't bitter. I just forgot to open my mouth and say to the Father, Father, I forgive so-and-so. And then I get up to spend time with the Lord and something isn't right. And I'm like, well, what's wrong? He says, you need to forgive. All right, then I forgive. Sometimes you can just be so busy you forget about it. You just blow it off. No, he would like for us to forgive. Amen? So let's do that. Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, by an act of our will, in obedience to the word of God and to your spirit tonight, I choose to forgive. I forgive everyone and anyone who has hurt me or my family. I forgive every situation that offended me from the time when I was a little child until this very moment. And I release it to you, Holy Spirit. I give it to you right now. I thank you, Father, for the grace to forgive. And I thank you for this word tonight to remind me to do so in Jesus' name. And say amen. Now, isn't that better? Isn't that better?
I think so.
Well, we're going to go to our guest call-in.
Amen.
We're going to go to our guest call-ins now, and our guest call-in number, 519-527-6235. Amen? And we're going to area code 786. Area code 786, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello?
What?
Hello?
Oh, my goodness. Hello?
Oh, my.
Hello?
Yes? Yes?
Oh, Pastor Sabrina, I'm sorry. It's NK. I was dozing, and I didn't realize that you answered my call. Thank you, and God bless everybody in the church. You can hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you just fine.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Thanks for answering and for waiting. Okay, so I'm just calling you for sort of like a insight and prayer. My husband, son, and I have plans to visit his parents this upcoming weekend. And we haven't seen them for 2 years. We didn't know your ministry then, so, you know, we handled them a lot differently, and your sermon has been really appropriate because there's a lot I need to just really deeply forgive myself for in the way that we handled them, and also just walk in forgiveness in the way that we see them. But we have a lot of concerns about seeing them. They've received the vaccines, and, you know, they've rejected God in the past, and we've had to deal with a lot of things that came, you know, to us from them through my husband, which, like, military spirits, Jezebel, Ahab. Anyway, we want to walk correctly before them in newness, not betraying our Lord, and just doing right, finally. So that's the circumstance, and thanks again for taking my call.
All right. Well, Heavenly Father, your word says that old things are passed away, and all things become new. So, Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that washed away the old things. And so we start afresh in our relationship with others. We start afresh with our relationship with others as if none of that in the past has ever happened. If we need to ask for forgiveness from them, Father, then we will humble ourselves and do so.
Amen.
Because our lives are living epistles. We're the love letter from Jesus that they will read. And we want them to see the light of your love and the truth of your word and the power of your anointing. We don't want our flesh to be in the way.
Amen.
We don't want our weaknesses on display. We want them to see the strength, the power, the love, and compassion of a living Jesus in us.
Yeah.
So, Lord, we do not depend on ourselves. Rather, we lean heavily. We lean on you to rise up big within us and to show them the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you to draw them to yourself and to prepare their hearts and minds for our visit. Pray, Lord, that you will show me how to behave, what to say, what not to say, and how to express your love to them in a manner that they can receive.
Amen.
I give you praise. I give you glory and honor. And I surrender myself to you, Lord, and humble myself before you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. So valuable. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
Good night to you. Thank you.
Good night. We love you.
Thank you.
Amen. Area code 689. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Greetings, Pastor. Good evening. This is Vanessa. I am just calling in reference to some deliverance from lust, from some sexual stuff that's been hidden up in there somewhere. And I am recognizing this because I see the difference in my life, and I see a lot of stuff that's going on. It's not just with men, but women are coming on to me, and it's like every, you know, no matter where I go, and I said, I'm starting to look at myself. So I'm just coming for deliverance and agreement in prayer, because these things have to go, because I don't intend on walking with these things. They've stayed hidden long enough, and I'm just coming boldly to the throne of grace today. So that's it.
All right. Thank you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, our sister has come confessing, and you say when they do, we pray. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over the familiar spirits coming down the family line of witchcraft and whoredoms in Jesus' name. We bind these devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We command them to go into the spiritual cave and come up and out of her right now in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft spirit coming down the family lines, every spirit of rebellion all the way back to Adam and Eve, all the spirits of whoredoms and rebellions, come out in Jesus' name. Iniquitous sexual, come out in Jesus' name. Lewdness, perversion, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every water spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. All generational lust devil, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. All generational lust devils, all generational wantonness, all generational lewdness, all generational pride, come up and out in Jesus' name. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no right to be there. All generational seducing spirits, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All generational spirits of unfaithfulness, all generational spirits of adultery, all generational spirits of prostitution, all generational pride, generational covetousness, generational confusion, generational perversion, generational idolatry, generational dissatisfaction. Generational disobedience, generational evil, generational unforgiveness, generational deception, generational hardening of the heart, generational inordinate affection. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirits of whoredom in the name of Jesus, and we loose the spirit of love in the name of Jesus Christ. Generational error spirits, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. You have no right to be there in the name of Jesus. Spirits of schizophrenia, generational schizophrenia, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come out. You cannot stay. Double-mindedness, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Lucifer, come up and out. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of her. Generational spirits of bondage and bruising and bitterness and anguish and anger and spiritual blindness. Generational compulsion to sin. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. You have no right to be there. Generational spirits of delusion and faithlessness. All those familiar spirits, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Generational spirits of harlotry, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Generational spirits of harlotry, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Generational spirits of love of the world, generational spirits of perversity, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of slavery, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. A slave to sexual attention, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Ruko said that spirits of corruption, generational corruption, come out in the name of Jesus. Stiff neck, self-assertive, forward, seductive to error, you're bound in Jesus' name. Ruko sundere breke lele dio surra kate da breke de regge sidere brusa tara braha bakushi de la brusa. So generational spirits of the occult, generational spirits of fornication, extramarital affairs, homosexuality, lesbianism, sodomy, incest, masturbation, fear, lust, pornography, perversion, nakedness, shame, torment, come up and out. All those generational spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Tormented memories, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Split personalities, come out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Wounded spirits coming down the family line, come out. Repulsiveness, chronic worry, evil actions, filthy mind, generational incubus and generational succubus, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come out. You have no right to be there. Sexual spirits that were transferred through relations with others, bound in the name of Jesus Christ. With the sword of the Spirit, we cut her free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, and bondage in the name of Jesus. Breaking every chain in the name of Jesus. We break spirits of generational Leviathan spirits. Come up and out. Leviathan. We bind generational faulty judgment and discernment. Marine spirits, water spirits that cause her to not be able to hear the Lord's voice and will, bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind ancestral Freemasonry spirits, ancestral spells, ancestral witch and wizard, witch doctor, charmer spells. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind inheritable curses due to sexual immorality in Jesus' name. Worship of sexual goddesses and gods in Jesus' name. Worship of the human body, generational. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go into the cave to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Pride in the physical form, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Bondage to sin, bound in Jesus' name. Desiring inordinate attention from the sexual, other sexual gender. Come up and out. Fascination to evil ways, manipulation of others, repression. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of self, bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Lord, the word says that we don't die due to the iniquities of our forebears. We break the power of every curse, hex, vex, or spell in the name of Jesus Christ. Any witchcraft that's been worked against her, every spell, every curse, every vex, every love spell, we break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus. Designs put on her by somebody, we break your grip and hold. We circumcise her from it in the name of Jesus. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, sister.
God bless you.
Amen. And remember, before you go to work or before you go out of the house, bind the magic touch.
Yes, Pastor.
You're in a profession where people are already, always coming around you physically.
Yes, ma'am.
And sometimes when a person has what they refer to as putting a design on you, that means they want you to be attracted to them and they want you to pull them closer to them. They want to get with you, so to speak, but you ain't paying them any mind. So they use demonic methods to try to bring forth what they're looking for.
Yes,
but Father,
I see
in the
that.
Name of Jesus, we submerge our sister under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
We bind inordinate advances toward her in Jesus' name. And we ask, Father, that you stand between her and every soul. In hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you. We love you.
God bless you. We love you, too. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, area code 336. All right. Computer wants to act silly on me. So, all right. Let me see if I can't get computer to do what computer's supposed to do. Amen. All right. Let's see if we can't get computer to do what computer is supposed to do. Amen. All right. Area code 336, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Yes. This is Dina. Hi,
yes.
Pastor. How you doing? Yes.
I'm fine.
How
are you?
I'm doing excellent. I wanted to call for deliverance. When my mom died, she died in 1999, and something got in the bed with me, and I thought it was her lying beside me in the bed, and it would sit on the foot of the bed. And also I had a dream before that, and it looked like it was her, but I know now it was a spirit, and it was in a white garment in a graveyard, and it said, I'm going to be all right. So I think you told me I needed to get deliverance from that. Mm-hmm. And I'm still having bad dreams every night. And I'm not sure if, and I do the dream protocol, but I'm not sure if I'm hearing from the Lord yes or no. I keep getting no.
Okay, well now, what other organizations, what other religious organizations are you connected to?
I used to be a Jehovah's Witness. And my mom was an Eastern Star.
Ooh.
My granddaddy and my great-granddaddy were Masons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. And that's where your problem stems from.
Okay.
Repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I forgive my ancestors for their sins against you.
I forgive my ancestors for their sins against you.
And I ask you to forgive me as well.
And I ask you to forgive me as well.
Whether I actually participated of my own free will.
Whether I actually participated of my own free will.
Or was led to because I was a child.
Or was led to because I was a child.
Or I was in the womb when the act occurred.
Or I was in the womb when the act occurred.
I ask for your forgiveness.
I ask for your forgiveness.
I ask for your healing and deliverance.
I ask for your healing and deliverance.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I ask you to forgive me for necromancy.
I ask you to forgive me for necromancy.
And for my life as a Jehovah's Witness.
And for my life as a Jehovah's Witness.
I thank you that the blood of Jesus washes me clean.
I thank you that the blood of Jesus washes me clean.
Lord Jesus, I give you my life, my love, and my loyalty.
Lord Jesus, I give you my life, my love, and my loyalty.
And I want nothing to do with Satan's power.
And I want nothing to do with Satan's power.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come in agreement with our sister before the throne of God, and we remit her sins and the sins of her ancestors. And with the sword of the Spirit, we cut her free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, and trap of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. With your sword, Lord, we circumcise her from all the ties to Baphomet and Freemasonry and the Jehovah Witness and all of the false religions in the name of Jesus and the demons that are attending to those things in Jesus' name. We disconnect her from those familiar spirits coming down the family line of iniquity upon iniquity upon iniquity in the name of Jesus. We disconnect her from all the Masonic symbols, all their rites, all their rituals, all their prayers, all their oaths, all their covenants in the name of Jesus Christ. We command to be bound, come up and out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Everything Masonic and the 72 bound in the name of Jesus. Up and out. We unroot you. In Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. You have no right to be there. She doesn't want you. Jesus doesn't want you there, and neither do we. We take away Rukata. We bind the strong man of Baphomet in her family life in the name of Jesus. And we command all those devils associated therewith to be bound to the strong man, and all of you come out at once in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of here. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. All of those spirits connected with being a Jehovah's Witness, all that false doctrine, Kundalini, we cut you free. We break your gripping hold at the bottom of her spine. We break your gripping hold. We break your gripping hold in Jesus' name. We break your claw. Come out of the chakras. With the sword of the spirit, we cut you apart. We free her from you. We cut off your head in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Kundalini, you come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every false religious devil, every spirit from Jehovah Witness, come on out. Everything they taught her, everything they said, all the spirits that attached to her, how you attached everything to she owns, and into her family, come up and out of her life, come out of every part of her life. The light of God shines upon you. There's no place for you to hide. Get up and leave. All that cult spirit bound in Jesus Christ. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Call. All that cult spirit, come out. Oh, Antichrist spirit, you are bound in Jesus' name. Inordinate relationships as a result, bound in Jesus' name. We cut her free from every relationship that ties her to that path in Jesus' name. All of those spirits coming down the family line, cut them out in the name of Jesus. All of those familiar spirits that have followed her life because of the sins of her ancestors, you're bound in Jesus' name. Every one of you, you're bound. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Every planting that my Heavenly Father did not plant in her life, we curse it at the root, and we uproot it now in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come on out of her. Come out of her now.
Amen. Come up and out of her.
Come out of her. In the Holy fire on all those spirits. Holy fire on all those water spirits. Isha rupa sata da brichata. Come out of her. Come out of her body parts. Come out of her soul. Come out of her memories. Hebrews 9:14. Reach out, say. Sure, we close the third eye in Jesus' name. Come on out of her. We root you out in the name of Jesus. We release the power in the name of Jesus to where you are. Come out of her. Come out of every part of her being. All those old ways, we bind them. She's become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Come out of her. Come out of her in Jesus' name. False doctrine, you're bound in Jesus' name. False doctrine, you're bound in the name of Jesus. False doctrine, you're bound in Jesus' name. We bind religious confusion coming down the family line. Religious confusion coming down the family line. Come up and out. Personal sin and rebellion, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of Babylon and religious confusion, we bind you all in the name of Jesus. We bind all ceremonial magic. We bind nightmares and sleep difficulties. All the mind control and brain control exerted by the cult, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. All the magic of the ceremony. All the fantasies and unrealities. We break the circle. Pop that out. We break the circle of the double binds in Jesus' name. We bind the front altar. We bind the back altar. We bind every altar. We throw down those altars now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the religious mind-controlled spirits in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit who came and sat by her bed in the name of Jesus. We bind the graveyard spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Smoti in Jesus' name. We bind praying to the dead in the name of Jesus. We bind deliverance of any authority that is not ordained by Jesus Christ. We bind false baptism in the Holy Spirit. Come up and out in Jesus' name. False tongues. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Come on out in the name of Jesus. False anointing. We bind in Jesus' name. False vows. False covenants. False oaths. We break them and destroy them in the name of Jesus. We break and destroy the Tower of Babel in her life, in Jesus' name. Come up and out. All spirits of religious era, lodges, secret society, social agencies. Every religion that omits the blood of Jesus Christ. All Eastern religions and every cult that exists, we break your grip and hold in her life in Jesus' name. Talk it out in the name of Jesus. Bound to their ceremonies, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. False witness spirit, come out. Following false gifts, holy prophets, chill adultery. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every form of witchcraft used is bound in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft, come on. False truth, uncommitted to Jesus. False praise, counterfeit religion. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Relations with charismatic witches and wizards. False Bible. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lying, deception, deceit, ignorance, slothfulness, playing church. Divination spirit. Falsehood and false gifts. Ritualism, formalism. Doctrinal obsession. Religiosity, astral projection, reincarnation, come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Hypocrisy, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Amnesia walls, we tear you down in the name of Jesus. Protective shield of secrecy, we tear you down in the name of Jesus' name. Talk those spirits out in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you drop the wall between the and clean those spirits out of the subconscious and out of the conscious mind in the name of Jesus. Reprobate mind, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Altered states of consciousness. Mind control slaves, you're bound in Jesus' name. All hypnosis, cannot tell the difference between reality and fantasy. Unforgotten memories, false memories, disassociative memories. Every demonic manifestation due to mind control, we bind you in Jesus' name. We bind the arrested soul in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Ruko sudara brikaderi dio dora brikaderi. Reke sudara brikaderi.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, sister, take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to come in with the holy fire and burn those spirits out. Father, we ask that you take this deliverance to completion in Jesus'
thank you,
name.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Take a deep breath and pray, ladies.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Today, because
you're going to be getting deliverance for a while.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. The Lord is peeling off layers off of you. It's going to be a while. It's a process. Keep doing things. Amen. God bless you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We have a Skype caller, I think. We don't have a phone number for you, but you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello?
Hello? Yes. Speak.
Hello?
Yes, you.
Hello. Yes, I'm calling in because situation at work. Yeah, because it's not easy for me right now. It's like we have to, get through with it and do a good job, because otherwise we will have failed the semester, and right now it's just very difficult for me. I'm known to be forgetful, distracted. I'm a bit confused sometimes, and the teacher that's going to be assigned to me is, for overseeing it, he's a communist, and in his thinking, and and sometimes I'm actually thinking about giving up on my studies. I'm studying right now, and there's also other problems that sort of have come also during lockdown. I gained a lot of weight, and
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up our sister's concerns to you, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over her. We remit her sins and the sins of her ancestors. And we ask you, Father, to lead her and guide her in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We take authority, dominion, and power over every demonic attack that's come against her life in the name of Jesus. We bind it. We return it to the sender in Jesus' name. Father, we place the helmet of salvation on her head, Father, in Jesus' name. And we bind those spirits that have come to distract her, to break her focus, and to hinder her from moving forward in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the inordinate use of authority from a supervisor in Jesus' name. We cut her free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, and yoke in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we ask that you restore her mind. We ask that you turn the lights on. Oosh, there it goes. We ask that you restore the balance in her mind, chemically, according to the electricity in her mind. We ask that you do a work and healing in her mind, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We bind forgetfulness. We bind confusion. We bind anxiety. We bind fear. We bind stress. We bind worry in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind resentment in Jesus' name. We bind impatience in the name of Jesus Christ. Take a deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Come up and out. Deep breath and cough. Come on. Go bound into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Slow-mindedness, forms of retardation, bound in Jesus' name. Forms of retardation, bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Every mental disorder coming down the family line, bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of her. Insanity spirits coming down the family line. Alzheimer's coming down the family line. Witchcraft spirits that have attacked and their work. We break their work, the power of their work in Jesus' name. Spirits of confusion, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of her. All the demons in the mind, you're bound in Jesus' name. All the demons in the mind, you're bound in the name of Jesus. We bind you and we chain you. We take your ground from you with the blood of Jesus and the power in his name. Come up and out of her. All the demons in the mind, come out now. We ask you, Lord, to clean out all the spirits in the subconscious and in the conscious. Demons from the past, come out. From childhood even, come on out. You're bound in Jesus' name. Go to the feet of Jesus for judgment right now. Come on out of here. You'll not torment her. All the tormentors are bound in Jesus' name. Come out. Seven times worse, you're bound. Come out in Jesus' name. Reprobate mind, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Mourning and suffering and loss and destruction, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Every spirit that is not of Jesus Christ in that vessel, we bind in Jesus' name. We command you to go into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of her gut. Come out of her gut right now. Come out of her GI tract right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you heal her GI tract in Jesus' name. Heal her GI tract, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, order her steps in her diet in the name of Jesus Christ. Order her steps in her diet, Father, in the name of Jesus. If supplementation is needed, Father, send her to the right, in the right direction in the name of Jesus. We release healing in the mind. We wrap the blood stripes of Jesus Christ around the mind, around the spirit, and the soul in Jesus' name. Come up and out in Jesus' name. We speak the chemical imbalances in the body. You are bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Father, we ask that you reestablish right balance in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, you have been healed. Come out. You've been healed, spirit, soul, and body. All those spirits go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring, linking angels. They're fighting against these demons that are warring against her. Come up and out. Double-minded spirits. Schizophrenic spirits coming down the family lines. Come up and out. All those altered personalities bound in Jesus' name. Each one of you that's not the real personality, come up and out of her right now in the name of Jesus. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We tear down those altars. We tear down those walls. We break down those strongholds in the name of Jesus. Break it in Jesus' name. We break down those strongholds. We break down those walls in the name of Jesus. Leviathan, we strip you of your armor in the name of Jesus. We put out your fire. Kundalini, we cut you off. We cut you off at the base of the spine. We cut off your head. Rukusa, come up and out of her in the name of Jesus. We remember her sins and the sins of her ancestors. Come up and out, all of you. All of you. All of you. Don't choke her. Come out now in Jesus' name. All of you, come out now. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, come out, come out. Go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of her. All those wounded places in her emotions, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. You can't hold her captive anymore. We break the cage and set the captive free. Come on up and out. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. things from the past that are holding her back. We cut her free from her past. We put the cross of Calvary between then and this moment in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Usha, Usha, that. Breaking down every wall, breaking down every wall, breaking down every wall, breaking down every wall. Breaking down every wall, breaking down every wall, breaking down every wall, breaking down every wall, breaking down every wall. Risa da na breke de di dioso rakaha rakaka. Shanda da brosa de di dioso do breke le dea. Rige si de da brosa de di dioso do roku de na breke de di dioso ha. Yaka koko shata da breke kia. Luther, in Jesus' name. Ruka si de di. Father, we ask that you take this deliverance to completion in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and to fill those empty places and for the fire of God to burn those other spirits out in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Continue. Release your prayer language.
Krima subura bara sumane mana sakhrim kharim mare sarere bar subara khara bara ba mana hi hama dasto pare to suba khariya ba su sub deba mane sahaya.
All right, God bless you, sister. Spend some time worshiping the Lord and getting into the word, and don't let anybody lay hands on you. Amen. And walk in forgiveness. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we just want to thank you for these miracles that you've done tonight. You're so merciful. You are so merciful and so kind. Brother Marshall. What happened there?
There we go.
Praise
the Lord. Here. Thank you, Father, that your mercies are new every day and our times are in your hands. Make all of our prayers effectual and fervent, Father, as we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace in time of need with a big brother Jesus, who says unto us in Matthew 18:18, Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth to touch anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them, my Father, which is in heaven. Inspire all of us in our prayers, Lord, to pray the way you want, Lord, in Jesus' name. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, Jesus says, there am I in the midst of them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus in your name. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Thank you for keeping us by the power of your name, Father, according to John 17:11. And we thank you, Father. The Lord Jesus, his name is Emmanuel, God with us. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So together with God, nothing shall be impossible. We ask for your divine help and intervention. He said, what shall I render unto the Lord for his benefits? And we'll take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And even if we've had those in our families in the past, or those that are supposed to be loving us or being concerned about us or helping us, even if they seem to turn against us, Lord, we know our battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the spirits, Father. So we bind all those spirits that are trying to manifest to any of those people, that are trying to affect any of us, including those that are trying to overthrow this nation, the United States of America, and any other nation, Father God, with the plans of the New World Order and the Global Reset and Agenda 2030 and all these other things, Father, in Jesus' name. And you said in your word in Micah 7:7 and following, therefore I will look unto the Lord. In case somebody's supposed to love us, doesn't seem like they're doing a good job of it. I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Praise the Lord. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when, or I prefer to say, if I fall, I shall arise. The word says when, but I prefer to say, if I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Thank you for being a light to the saints that were in Texas that had the rolling blackouts. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your mercies that are new every day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for providing for each of us, Lord. Take a look at, and it says in verse 9 of Micah 7, I will hear the indignation of the Lord because in the past I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. And we thank you, Lord, for rendering unto man your righteousness. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, according to Romans 5:17, because of the blood of the covenant. We thank you, Jesus, for loving us and washing us from our sins in your own blood, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, the blood of God, has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Glory and dominion to you, King Jesus, Lamb of God, forever and ever. Line of the tribe of Judah, we praise and bless your holy, holy name. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus in your name. Father, you said in your word very, very clearly, and I know we often quote this, but it says in James chapter 5, verse 7, submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So we do, Father, in Jesus' name. And you said in Romans chapter 1, verse 5, by whom we have received grace and apostleship. We ask for more grace, Father, more grace, more grace. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. As we yield to you, Lord Jesus, and we resist the devil, we know he has to flee from us. And you told us in the end of the chapter of Romans, chapter 16, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Be with the saints. Amen. And Father, the prayers that Sabrina prayed, especially for the second to last caller, the sister that called in who had the problem with an ancestor that was involved with Eastern Star, and the other ancestors were involved in Freemasonry, and the association with ungodly religious spirits from Jehovah's Witnesses. We take all those prayers that Sabrina prayed for her and for her concerning her ancestors, Father, and we pray for those who are supposed to be representing the people, this United States of America, the people in Congress, Father God, in the U.S. Congress. And we ask you, Father God, to apply those prayers to those that can repent, Father, in Jesus' name. You know their hearts. I don't know any of them. I don't know even what most of them look like, Father, in Jesus' name. But you know everything about them, how many hairs are on their head. You know why they're doing what they're doing, even those that are trying to control those that are being controlled like little puppets on strings, Father, in Jesus' name. Those that have been blackmailed. Those that have been yielding to the lust of money, the lust of lust, the lust of the lust of flesh, lust of the eye, the pride of life. And you said the love of the money is the root of all evil. All the spirits of covetousness, those are people taking bribes, even as the prophet Samuel said, I haven't taken anything. So, Father God, we're looking for those who are not willing to take anything to overturn your judgment. But, Father God, we ask for your divine intervention and adjudication as we push back against the enemy. And our enemy are not people. We love every human being. Those that can be saved, we ask you to save their souls, Father, in Jesus' name. And we ask your divine intervention, Father God, for all the Christians with all their legal battles and their challenges, Father God, in the emotions and in the legal realm, and particularly in every area, in Jesus' name. And we ask for your divine peace, Father, in Jesus' name. And even as I just gave a praise report today, Father God, that something that was supposed to be mailed from the people that help us with our taxes more than 20 days ago, and it's only an hour's drive from here, and it should have come along. But, Father God, I thank you for that. I put a praise report in the global prayer room today, and I thank you for that, sending me the forms I needed to do what I needed to do yesterday. But, Father God, I thank you for the form that came today. Sometimes we have need of patience to inherit the promises. Father, I prayed, and the things did come, and I thank you for that, and I give you praise that our prayers are being heard. Why? Because Jesus is ever living to make intercession for each of us, according to Hebrews 7:24-25. He's saving us all to the uttermost to come to you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. You said, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and that's what we're doing in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory. And you said, Father God, in Jesus' name, and concerning all the different challenges coming against the United States and other nations, Father God, where many people are struggling with the so-called COVID nonsense, Father God, the planned demic, Father God, and the planned vaccine to do possibly more harm than the little virus was able to do, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine help. You said in your word in 2 Chronicles 20, starting in verse 9, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and crying to thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. We know you're hearing and helping because we're in your house. And he says, we are your house, according to Hebrews 3, 6, if we hold fast the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end in Jesus' name, even till you answer, Father, and your answers are coming. We know that the prophet Daniel prayed and fasted for 21 days, and you sent answers, but the demons were resisting him in the spirit realm, Father God. But you sent the archangel Michael so that the answers could get through. We thank you, Father God, for our answers coming speedily. We ask you to overturn all the plans of the enemy through the border crisis. We ask you to deliver all the children, even those 150-plus girls that were taken to Erie, Pennsylvania recently, Father God, in Jesus' name. All those flown up from the border with Mexico and Texas or other southern states, and ask you to deliver all those, Father God, but particularly the people, the residents, the citizens of the United States of America that have been attacked by cyber Third World War warfare, cyber warfare, and all cyber crimes, Father God. They'll be exposed, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to expose what the enemy's trying to do, Father God, and we thank you for what you're already doing, including with Fauci's connections and these other things. We thank you for bringing to light, Father God, what the enemy has been trying to do in Jesus' name. And you said, in Luke chapter 12, verse 2, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, Jesus says, neither hid that shall not be known. We thank you for bringing to light what needs to be brought to light in Jesus' name. And we do apply, Father God, all the prayers that we prayed previously, even on Wednesday, in Jesus' name, and other times, Father God, concerning the situations. And you said, no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. We thank you for the gift of righteousness, and we thank you that righteousness delivers from death, and all these attacks, every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, are perpetually bound. As we continue to come boldly before your throne of grace, Father, you said, if anyone is lost, it's because their minds are blinded by the God of this world, by Satan. You told us by faith in your word to bind Satan. Satan, you're already bound, and all your underlings are bound. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we cast your assignments to everyone we've interceded for, including those in the U.S. Congress, in Jesus' name, and those that are handling the border situation, and those that are trying to bring about cyber crimes against the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You, Satan, and all your underlings are bound, and we command you to take every one of your demons away from each and every one. We command you to take all the demons away from each and every one, and any member of the body of Christ have interceded for, they're anyway blinding, including the family members of the believers, they're in any way blinding their eyes, hearts, kind of minds, including all the NK's in-laws and everyone connecting, all those connect related to me and my daughter-in-laws, in-laws, and all of us. We ask you to take away all those mind-blinding spirits from each and everyone. Satan, you, the mind-blinder, are perpetually bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant, because the Lord says whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven in Jesus' name, not only according to Matthew 18:18, but also individually for the Christian in Matthew 16:19, because Jesus says unto us, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You, Satan, are perpetually bound in Jesus' name. And all your spirits seeking to kill, steal, and destroy through cyber crimes and every other thing are perpetually bound in Jesus' name. All the ungodly religious spirits, every spirit of darkness, every spirit of false light are bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit of rebellion, every spirit of foot of pride are bound. Every ungodly spirit, Kundalini, Leviathan, Asmodeus, Osmodeus, Incubus, Psychus, all the marine spirits, every ungodly spirit of puffed upness, of self-worship in Jesus' name. Every spirit of idolatry are bound. Of every vestige and type of idolatry, including all the ungodly spirits mentioned in the Bible at any time, not just Molech, are bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit of trying to sacrifice children the demons are bound in Jesus' name. Cut us through from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We break all the power of the enemy in the heavens, in the bush, in the deep, from any communications or powers that flow to the demons on earth, to all those trying to bring out about cyber crimes and all those coming against the body of Christ in Jesus' name, not just in this country, but all the countries where anyone is called upon the name of the Lord Jesus, especially where there are at least two believers in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for your divine intervention, adjudication, help for each and every one of us, including all those in the wonderful state of Florida, Father God. We ask you to deliver all of us from every ungodly spirit. We speak shalom, God's supernatural peace, to the weather and the atmosphere for Florida and all the United States of America. Shalom from border to border, coast to coast, in Jesus' name. Shalom to the hearts and hypothalamuses of all the saints in Jesus' name, and all their family members coming into the body of Christ. We speak divine peace in Jesus' name, because Jesus says, peace give I unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I thank you, Father God, for Sabrina's prayers and Brother Bill's prayers and the prayers of all the saints, one for another, Father. I give you praise for hearing our prayers, because you said, God, he created the ear, shall he not hear? We thank you that you hear our prayers, because we can't do it apart from you, Lord. We don't necessarily know what to do, Father God, against this great company that comes against us, trying to bring about the global reset, Father God, but our eyes are upon you, Lord. And you said, and that's in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, in Jesus' name, and you said in verse 15, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves and stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Kind of, we thank you for your divine salvation, Father God, in Jesus' name. And you said in verse 21, that they should praise the beauty of holiness. Your mouth is most sweet. You're altogether lovely. And this is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. You're our best friend, Jesus. You said, Father, forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing. Thank you for forgiving us. We give you praise and honor and glory because of the blood of Jesus, because of that blood of the covenant. And they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. So we give you holy, holy praise, Father. Praise you, Lord, that your mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Lord. That what the enemy intended for evil, you intend for good. You're going to show a tremendous awakening of the body of Christ. Tremendous revival. We thank you for the praise coming down. Now we thank you for that sealing us with your Holy Spirit of promise. Thank you for that anointing that removes and destroys the yoke of the enemy, because it's not by our cleverness. It's not by our financial resources. It's not by our great muscular strength. No, it's by your mercy. It's not by might nor by power. It's by your Spirit, Lord. We thank you for sending the Holy Spirit. We ask you to pour forth of your Spirit afresh, because these are the last days. And you said, in the last days I'll pour forth of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your old men will see visions, and your young men will dream dreams, and all my handmaids and all my servants in those days will I pour forth of my Spirit. And we thank you for doing so. You said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. We're asking, seeking, and knocking. So everyone that asks will receive it. He that seeketh find him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And we give you praise for doing so in Jesus' name, because all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. I ask you to send spirits of voice to break any ungodly machine or anything else they're trying to use to control the weather and the atmosphere, contrary to your plans, particularly coming against Florida, but all the United States and all the places where there are at least two believers, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for breaking their machines and everything else, Father God, that they're trying to use to overthrow this Republic of the United States of America and the God on which it was founded, one nation under God. We submit ourselves to you. We resist the devil, and we think that he's fleeing from us in absolute terror, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And we give you praise and honor and glory for what you've done, are doing, and going to do. And all the saints said in agreement, in Jesus' name, because of the blood of the covenant, amen and amen. We praise you, Father. We give you praise and honor and glory. Make all of our prayers effectual and fervent in the Spirit and in every way. And we thank you, Jesus, for Holy Ghost, for interceding for each of us. We thank you for all the intercessions of the Godhead. And we thank you. Have good plans for each and every one of us, plans for our peace and not for evil. And you said in, I think it's Philippians 1:28, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, that is destruction, but to you of God. We thank you for your divine intervention for each one of us, and we give you praise and honor and glory as we submit ourselves to you and resist the devil. He's out of here in Jesus' name. Amen. All the saints said amen and amen in Jesus' name.